Hello.
Hi, Colin.
Yep.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey. How's it going? Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yeah. I was hoping to cancel. I'm pretty sure I just checked my credit card app, and you guys did charge me like a few days ago, so I don't... There shouldn't be any past due anything, but I am wanting to cancel the service.
So if there's a pending charge, it didn't go through because it's showing me that there's a generic decline on the card. And that's the problem, is that in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 28th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can absolutely cancel the account, but we have to get the past due payment in order to do it.
Yeah, let me just double check everything to make sure that I'm seeing the same thing you are.
Yeah, please do. It's an American Express ending in 1005. And the last time it was attempted was yesterday morning at 3:21 a.m. Pacific time, and it says generic decline. So it didn't go through. It hasn't attempted it today yet.
Yeah, let me see. So I'm seeing a payment, and I got to see something else. Yeah, so I'm seeing a payment here in June, on June 15th, for $199.
Yes. Let me look here and see the last time.
I mean July. Sorry, that's July. July 15th.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. The June 28th payment was past due, and the system tries to process it once daily. So the payment that went through on July 15th was for the June 28th payment. So the July 28th payment is the one that's past due now.
That's, what, 7 days ago? I remember I told you guys quite a bit longer than 7 days ago that I wanted to cancel. That's not going to go through.
So we got a text message from you on August 4th. I tried to cancel my account last month. Please cancel my subscription. I am no longer in need of your company services. But when I go back prior to that, even in June, July, May, I don't see any cancellation requests from you. The last text we got before that, well, no, that was us reaching out to you, scheduling a callback. Yeah, so I think that's the problem, is that according to the agreement, we can't cancel an account, obviously, with a past due balance, but either by text message or email, you have to call us so that we can verify identity. So that August 4th request was sent in after the July 28th payment was already due, but it also was a text message. So we can't even cancel an account via text message. It has to be, you know, us talking so that we can verify identity. So if you recall, when you signed up, we put a security question on file, and we just need to verify that in order to, you know, process the cancellation once the account's up to speed. So one thing I can do to help you out a little bit, Colin, excuse me, is I can put you into friends and family pricing of $149. That would at least save you $50 off that past due balance. But question, because I'm looking at your dashboard, and it looks like you're getting phenomenal results, and I know that canceling this will unravel everything and affect your business. So how come you're wanting to cancel?
Well, I've noticed, you know, so I had you guys run Google Ads for a little bit, and that didn't work out that great. And the SEO definitely helped quite a bit in the beginning. But it's just, it's dried up, and I only get work when I push now. So I'm getting maybe, you know, one or two little jobs where I'm profiting maybe about a break even with you guys. So profiting maybe 200 a month from what I'm just seeing straight up from SEO. So it's just not really worth it to me anymore.
I see. Okay. So, I will just let you know, only because I am on your dashboard, that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,470 times, and you've had 145 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, and that's kind of the tricky thing is they just say Google, and I have no idea if they clicked on an ad or if they just, you know, found the SEO link that you guys are pushing.
So are you running your own Google ads?
Yeah, I am now.
Oh, I see. Okay, so... the tracking that I'm going, the data that I just went over with you, is only for the Google local optimization, so for the SEO services. So I don't have your Google AdWords tracking because we're not running the ads for you. You're doing it on your own. But I will tell you, I just filtered this out, and just in the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google 318 times. You've had 30 Google actions, which include 19 clicks to your website and 11 clicks to call you. So that doesn't mean that in the past month you've only gotten 11 phone calls, because if they do the search from a regular computer or a laptop, they can't click to call you. They would have to actually, you know, pick up the phone and dial you. So that would be tracked by the website visit. So, you know, if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranking on the Google Maps would unravel, the website would come down, and all 60 directories that you're on also would deactivate. So it also would affect, you know, Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook. We have you on 69 destinations. And all of that, just so you know, is a part of giving you the most dominant internet presence locally so that you will rank on the first page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a bit of a point. I guess, I'll just be honest with you, my kind of thought process, and I'm probably wrong after hearing what you just said, but I was thinking, you know, because I haven't been too involved with your guys' company recently. I've just kind of been paying the subscription running around, but I was thinking, like,
yes.
And again, I think I'm probably wrong now, but thinking that it was all done, you know, in the beginning when you guys set everything up, and that was the big push, but now just paying the subscription wasn't really doing that much. But hearing what you just said makes me change my mind a little on that.
Yeah, you know, I want to let you know, Colin, that Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you acquire our services on a month-to-month basis, every time a new revision comes through, you do have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page, right? So you're definitely getting, you know, a lot of ongoing programming with this. If it was as easy as that, where somebody would hire a company initially and then, you know, they don't do any future programming, everybody would be up there, right?
So
it's only the companies that have the fresh optimization and the strongest internet presences locally. Those are the ones that are ranking on the first page in the map, just like you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can still honor, you know, the friends and family pricing. You've been with us for 6 months. So if you wanted to continue, I'll make that adjustment where it wouldn't just be for, you know, this past due payment. I can apply it for your future payments as well. And then another little thing that I have in my capacity to help you out a little bit is I don't want you to pay us today and then have another payment on the 28th, right? That's still two payments within the same month. So if we get your payment up to speed, I can push the next payment 30 days out, which means you'll be paid in full until September 5th.
Okay. Actually, you know, you've kind of sold me. I think we'll do that.
Okay, yeah. And then I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard just so that when you have time, you can go in and you can look at these results for yourself. But in order to do that 149, is it a different American Express, or do you just have to approve the charge with them? Or?
Yeah, I have to call them and tell them to unblock your
charge. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so it's still the same expiration and everything, right? 10 of 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same part. I just have to tell them to not block the payment.
Okay. So if you can do that, do you need about an hour or so? Do you want me to try to process it in an hour?
Yeah, do it in 1 hour. I mean, I'll just call them right after this and tell them to unblock it.
Okay, and then once the payment goes through, I'm going to send you the email right now that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. If you try to log in right now, it won't let you just because you'll get that glitch that there's a past due amount. So if you try it after the next hour when everything's squared away, you'll have full access to the dashboard again, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, and you know, you're doing very well also with your reviews. You have a 5-star rating on Google, but I'll also send you a review generator email that will help you get even more 5-star ratings. You know, the more fresh reviews that you can have coming in here and there, that also helps your conversion too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it 5 stars now? I was trying to keep it at like 4.9 just because I feel like that looks better.
Let me look at it again because I just had it up and I saw that it was excellent. So 1 second here. You want to keep it at 5.9 so it looks more credible rather than...
Yeah, I like 4.9.
Oh, it does. It says 4.9. You know what I did? I just automatically looked at the 5 stars because normally if it's like a 4.2, like part of the last star would be shaded, but your stars are all filled in completely. So, yeah, it still says 4.9, but it's showing the 5 stars on Google.
Perfect.
If that makes sense. Yep. Yeah. So like I said, you know, I don't have to really tell you what to do there because you're already doing excellent with the reviews. But if you want to use this review generator email, you'll have that in your inbox too.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then if we have any problem with the payment in an hour, I'll reach out to you again. Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a call. It should go through.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. I enjoyed talking to you, Colin, and have a nice weekend coming up too.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.